It's The Takeaway. I'm Tanzina Vega. Movies about the lives of historical figures are a Hollywood staple, but the film industry has frequently fallen short when it comes to bringing the stories of African-American icons to the screen. This weekend, Harriet, the first Hollywood feature film to center around the life of Underground Railroad conductor and abolitionist Harriet Tubman, opened in theaters. Directed by Casey Lemons, it stars Cynthia Erivo as Tubman, and here she is in a scene with Leslie Odom Jr. as abolitionist William Still.
Do you know what would happen if you got caught? They would torture you until you pointed them right to this office. You got lucky, Harriet. And there's nothing more you can do.
Don't you tell me what I can't do. I made it this far on my own. God was watching, but my feet was my own. Running, bleeding, climbing, nearly drowned, nothing to eat for days and days, man. I made it. So don't you tell me what I can't do.
Erivo is getting overwhelmingly positive reviews for her performance as Tubman, but her casting itself has generated a fair amount of controversy. The actress, who is British, has declined to apologize for old social media posts that some see as mocking African-American culture. But concerns over Erivo's casting didn't keep filmgoers away from the theater. Harriet grossed $12 million at the box office over the weekend. Joining me now to discuss how well the film captures Tubman's life and where it falls short are Biandria July, a freelance cultural critic, and Ziba Blay, senior culture writer for HuffPost. Thanks to you both for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for having me.
Biandria, early reviews of Harriet were mixed, and social media has been all on fire. Some have called the film formulaic. You liked it. What worked for you about the film?
Yeah, I think people underestimate Lemon's direction. I think she made a conscious choice not to downplay the violence, but to depict it differently and to focus on the emotional aspect, as well as who the enslaved people are to each other versus who they are to the white slave owners. It just felt like people had all these expectations on the movie, and it's somewhat hard to please everyone. But I thought that the cast was excellent all across the board, not just Cynthia. And I thought that Lemon's direction really was strong and nuanced.
Ziba, you had a different take. You wrote about Harriet. You called the movie flawed. What were some of the main flaws?
It's a perfectly competent film. It's not a bad movie by any stretch of the imagination, but I think that it sort of follows a lot of the formulas of biopics that we've seen in the past. And I think that that's where it kind of suffers. The dialogue is a little clunky and a little familiar, you know, and you almost want more. It's like a very straightforward and predictable version of Harriet's life. And I was almost hoping that we would dig a little bit deeper and go a little bit harder.
And Biandria, I mean, Casey Lemons directed Harriet, you mentioned that. And I'm wondering if you could tell us a little bit about Lemons' career before Harriet and what she brought to the film, because one of the criticisms she's responded to some of the criticisms about the film by saying, look, this was written and directed by Black women. This is a serious casting and behind the scenes staffing of Black filmmakers for this film.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that all of the different controversies that have come up around the film to me are indicative of the fact that there haven't been a lot of films like this. I mean, we all know this is the first Harriet biopic. And I think 1997 was when Eve's Bayou came out for Lemons. And that actually made $15 million, which is kind of a lot for the kind of film it was that long ago. And then she didn't make another film, another feature for 10 years, a movie called Talk to Me. That was in 2007. And then now we're in 2019. So my whole thing is, I feel like Casey's career hasn't matched up to her talent. And I was really happy to hear that she was directing this because, in my view, you know, she's grossly underappreciated. And just that she got to make, you know, a studio-backed film with a decent budget. The budget was $17 million on this. I think is important, and people overlook that and how rare it is.
And also just broadly on the casting controversy, a lot of folks are saying, you know, why was Erivo cast? She's a British actress to play an African-American role, particularly this role. I mean, is that something? And of course, she's made some comments on social media in the past. What are your thoughts on that, Biandria?
Yeah, I think the underlying issue is that there simply aren't enough roles for Black actresses in a lead role. If you look at someone like Saoirse Ronan, for example, she's been in so many movies that have given her, you know, Oscar appeal, right? But for other actresses of her same caliber and years working who are Black women, you definitely can't say that. And so I think it's a matter of both just Hollywood continuing to open the doors wide to let more Black stories be told in this way. And also just that it's not about Cynthia being a British Black person. It's about the lack of roles generally.
I want to get Ziba's take on that because you've interviewed Cynthia. What was her take on this?
Her take was very much, I love all Black people. I want us all to love each other. I don't know what the big problem is, which is like, you know, it's not, in my opinion, an adequate response to the criticism because I think it's bigger than her feelings about Black people. I think it's a more systemic thing that she's just sort of like a cog in this big whirring machine. And it's a bigger conversation.
So, Biandria, off that point, I mean, the criticism of Arrivo didn't hurt the film at the box office. Why do you think the film did so well over the weekend, particularly with different kinds of audiences?
Yeah, because I think that I read that 60% of the audience was 35 and older. And I think that makes sense to me. You know, the Black auntie crowd should never be underestimated. You know, I saw on Twitter a bunch of Black sororities and fraternities had posted pictures of their group outings. And, you know, that's an audience that's loyal and certainly would cape for this kind of historical drama.
Ziba, what about you? You're nodding. Like, did you expect the film would do this well? And do you expect it to sort of stay in theaters for a little longer than maybe initially hopeful?
Yeah, I think that Black Twitter can feel all-encompassing, and these conversations that we have can feel like the end-all be-all conversation. But as is being reflected, there's something to be said for people who are like oblivious to these conversations, are just like looking for uplifting, inspiring story to watch. And I think that that's where the film is actually going to find its audience and its voice. And I personally think that it's going to ultimately do well, but I do wonder what the fallout from this conversation is actually going to be. Like, where do we actually go from here other than just criticizing Cynthia's casting?
Well, and there's the criticism for the casting. There are also, you mentioned Black Twitter, Ziba. There's also Black viewers who are, you know, stay away from slavery films in general,
right?
Because, and I interviewed Issa Rae a couple years ago who talked about that. It's just slave films and what that does, and the depictions are so painful. Question to you both, should Hollywood move away from making films about slavery, or should they just be more thoughtful when they choose to do so?
Well, it was interesting when I interviewed Casey during the Toronto International Film Festival. I asked her about that very issue, and she said, well, you know, in my opinion, first of all, this is not a movie about slavery. It's a movie about freedom, which I actually agree with her in that respect. And also, I think that, and she said something that was very interesting. She said, there's so many films about the Holocaust, and there's so many films about, you know, Vietnam and all these atrocities, and people are providing a record. And it's important for us, as much as we want to, you know, shy away and have different representations of Black life, this is a very important part of history, and we can't shy away from it. And we have to provide a record. And it's important that Black people, Black filmmakers, are creating that cinematic record.
Much more to talk about. We've run out of time. Biandria July is a freelance cultural critic, and Ziba Blay is senior culture writer for HuffPost. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.